Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What's up, everybody? Happy Wednesday. Chucky's back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 right here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Wednesday morning, January 15th, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello. Good morning to everybody.
Bishbuck's out sick. Somebody asked about that hat, EB.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked about that hat, and I didn't have an answer.
I have a partial answer. It's some baseball team around here.
You don't even
it's
know.
Some baseball team. I
yeah,
do.
No, I remember they
so a local
stuff.
Baseball team.
It's like a local college or a local like
Mary Mack.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Are you sure?
Their baseball coach listens to the show.
So hold on, Mary Mack College or what is it?
Yeah, I think it's called Mary Mack College. Just a local small school.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's different than a Mary. There's another.
There's
Mary
a Mary Mack up in the Northeast.
Yeah, it's different
too.
Than that. Are you sure it's Mary Mack? If you say Mary Mack, I believe you.
I'm not 100%
Mary
positive.
Mouse?
I thought it was.
Possibly Mary
No,
Mouse.
No, it's Mary Washington, maybe. Is that what it is?
What is that? St. Bernard?
It's like, my daughter goes to, she's going to grad school at Mary Mount.
Mary Mount. I think that's what it is, Valdez, or Drabby. I think it's Mary Mount. Look that
Their
up.
Their mascot is a St. Bernard.
Yeah, it's just, here's the thing. It's cool.
Yeah,
mascot.
It's a good logo. I like it.
And
yeah.
the fat. I can't speak. I'm good. Can I go home? I can't speak today. The hat fits my head perfecto.
That's big.
It's big.
You need a good fitting hat.
When it fits you, like you just like it snug right around
sure.
the ears, and
yeah.
it's you know, it's not one of those hats where it's like you know you can't pull it down.
It's not like a flat brim.
See, JP would never have that problem. He's got that small head. But if
it's
you have a larger, I don't have a cake's head.
Yeah,
but I have a larger head.
Yeah, sure. Is that a fitted hat too?
Yes.
I'm kind of out on fitted hats.
You are. Well,
personally,
it's hard to find. I like a fitted hat if it fits perfect.
Yeah, it's got to be stretchy. It's got to be stretchy material.
It's stretchy, but it fits perfect. It's all black. I can wear it with anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had an outfit on today. My daughter calls it a sandwich because I'm wearing my white jacket.
Okay.
Where it's, she says that you're a sandwich when you, like, if your shoes match your top.
Okay. Got
right?
it. Yeah.
So
she's
the
very
white
fashion
shoes.
Forward. Yeah.
I know. She said that's called a sandwich, what you're doing.
Got it.
I think I like the sandwich a lot.
Apparently so. Who doesn't like a good sandwich?
By the way.
So just to answer this guy.
Is this
when
Mary
I look
Mount?
Up Mary Mack, it's Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a different school. It's definitely not Mary Mack. It's a 0% chance it's Mary Mack, the school that I've played, you know, I know about up in the north.
Mm-hmm.
And is it a St. Bernard? We don't know.
It looks
what
like
kind
it,
of dog is
that
this?
That looks like a St. Bernard head.
Valdez, what kind of dog is
I'm
this?
I'm going to go St. Bernard.
St. Bernard?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to go
Saint
with.
That's a St. Bernard. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think it's Mary Mount.
Yeah. Mary Mount.
Which is local, which is in Arlington.
Yeah, they're nice guys, and they sent us a couple hats. I wear their blue one.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one because it fits my head.
Sure.
But honestly, I'm noticing myself, I'm just looking at my computer here. You notice my face looks a little thinner?
I mean, you're fishing for a compliment.
I'm not even fishing. I'm asking.
Yeah. I don't pay that close attention to your face.
You can't tell, Drabby. You like to look at me with those googly eyes. Can you tell? My face looks a little.
Possibly. Yeah. You might be on the path.
Yeah.
I mean, you shaved.
Well, I shaved, but I'm telling you, when I did that 24-hour fast, and then I got all the bad stuff out of my face.
Got the toxins.
I'm not saying I lost weight. But I just got maybe just some of the cortisol or whatever was in my face. I don't look as bloated. And then yesterday, hold on, why is everyone laughing at me? Then yesterday, I did like a 16-hour thing because I just kept drinking the coffee, black coffee, which is awful. Believe me, it's awful. and then didn't eat until like 3 o'clock.
You did a coffee cleanse.
And then I'm telling you, I think my face looks a little bit sillier.
Looks radiant. You're glowing. You're glowing this morning.
How much booze have you had in the last 48 hours?
I had a beer and a quarter with Valdez yesterday.
How do you have a quarter of a beer?
Just didn't have time. Had to get out of there. I mean,
hold on. You left 3/4 of a beer in a glass?
Man, I don't remember.
That's weird.
I poured some into my thing.
I mean, unless I was about to go over the legal limit and I had to stop drinking it, I would never just take a quarter.
Well, I just didn't want to drink a lot, so okay. I had a beer.
He had to pick up his daughter.
And then I had more. I poured a little bit more.
All right.
We went. We were hitting golf balls over at Valdez's club.
Mm.
Yeah, Eric was an honorary member over at Hidden Creek yesterday.
Very good.
Hitting into the sim.
They got a beautiful sim over there. Cause it's
excellent.
It's only like 6 miles from where I have to drop my daughter off for volleyball. Mm-hmm. But with traffic and then effing 28, you guys live out there, it just does take a while. Took me like 20 minutes. To get out there. But, yeah.
We're nuking balls into the sim.
Very good.
I was mostly watching Valdez. Valdez was hitting bombs.
Just crushing them.
Yeah, and then his buddy Jack was you know, swinging 150 miles an hour. And I was just, it's like,
Eric felt intimidated, I felt
right.
like.
Oh, it's a little bit, because it's not my turf.
They're younger than you. Also, no, they're younger. Like,
it's not even that. It's also, it's like, you got three guys. You got a little, very small window. You know what I mean? It's hard.
You're just there casually.
Just there
I did happen
out.
To pop on the TGL late. I forgot about it. And usually between 7 and 8:30, I'm usually busy. We've got the 7-year-old. Got to get her to bed, dinner, all that sort of stuff. And I saw the very end, and it was like already 10 to 1 or 11 to 1, whatever
the
score is.
Help.
And then some guy, the highlight was...
Kevin Kisner.
Yeah, he
sculled one out of the bunker.
He sculled his bunker shot. And it hit the flag.
He's one of us.
That's the most personality I've ever seen from Tiger, because he was laughing. And he was laughing hysterically.
Tiger showed a little bit of personality, you know, yesterday. It was good. It's fine. I don't understand. They're blowing it, not showing the data for the nerds like me. There's a lot of golf nerds that would love that data. They have access to it. They're showing none of it.
It's not nerdy enough for you?
It's not. It's nowhere near.
Oh, my God.
And then the second thing is... It's, I was telling Valdez, I guess he disagrees with me. I wish they could somehow have another green. Like, they have that big space. It's the size of a football field. Put two greens on there. Have four teams. One going this way, one going that way. Because we're used to watching golf, and it's shot, and then the next shot. Mm-hmm. And the next. There's, even though they have a shot clock, there's still a little bit too much downtime.
I think there should
in
be
my
more.
A little bit too much more downtime.
Less talking between the teams.
They're trying to. It's just not normal.
I know, but just be like, all right, let's see what you got on this shot.
Still at the end of the day,
like
they're still at the end of the day.
They're country club kids that grew up with, you know, silver spoons,
right.
And you know, being a gentleman on the golf course.
Levels of etiquette that are built into them.
Yeah,
and they're
it's so ingrained into them
right.
that they can't.
It's hard
get out
for Justin Rose to S talk.
Right.
Yeah,
you know what
he's
I mean?
British.
I mean, not necessarily S talk like you would in a basketball
they do
game.
Mild,
but maybe it would further explain. Like to me, just watching it casually, the guy drops it down on the rough, mm-hmm. and then takes like a 75-yard shot, and then it goes into the screen, and then it ends in the bunker on the screen. Like maybe explain it a little more. Like what you're trying to do on the shot.
That's true.
Know, well, but then you really don't have the shot clock because you're spending, you know, 15 seconds explaining why you're hitting this club out of this grass.
They can do that while they're warming up.
Why not have a golf guy, though, like you mentioned a Faraday, or, you know, you also mentioned a Barkley, but like a Faraday or somebody who could also say, this is what he's doing here. Yeah. This is what he needs to hit. Because the guy, Matt Barry, he like fell out of the sky like Dennis Rodman's hookers. I don't know where he came from. Like, where did that guy come from?
Been a broadcaster for a long time.
He's one of their top broadcasters.
Yeah, I don't watch ESPN, so yeah. I don't know that dude. Like, what does he broadcast? I'm not saying he's a bad broadcaster.
He's like a SportsCenter guy.
He does a little everything. He's an anchor.
He's like an anchor.
No, he'll go out to live events, but he is one of their top guys now.
I believe you. But he's not a golf guy. Like, you need a golf analyst, is my opinion.
You put me in the booth. I just want to say this right now. I am the hottest TGL handicapper in the world.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, I'm 2-0. I'm 2-0. I've picked both blowouts.
Are you monetizing this?
Oh, and FanDuel. Yeah.
Good.
I'm the hottest. I'm the hottest handicapper in TGL in the world.
Just give me the tip before the next time.
I will.
They play.
I will.
Because I don't know what that
is. By the way, I maintain Tiger's going to hold up that number, even though I have qualms with it. Listen, I enjoy it, but I have qualms with it. I could make it better. Valdez could make it better. But they're promoted it pretty heavily. It's front page of their ESPN thing. And, you know, when you're platformed like that, yeah, I don't care how much you hate it.
Well, I was with the fans last night begging for it to get off the TV at 9 o'clock. It went,
you wanted to watch Duke?
I wanted to watch Cooper Flag. Yeah. And it was going to 9:30. They're getting their doors blown off. Tiger's going from the water to the bunker. They're getting blown out. It was non-competitive.
Would help if they played better.
It just get off my TV. Yeah. I've seen
enough.
I've
watched 2 hours of this. It was never on my TV because the Caps were on at the same time.
I would agree that
you think it was on my TV?
It shouldn't go longer than 2 hours. It shouldn't go longer than 2 hours.
Yeah, they got to tighten it up.
They got to tighten it up.
Speaking of the Caps, will have Coach Spencer Carberry join us today.
Very good. Talking
about
another dub.
3-0.
Pulling the Ducks. The Ducks are terrible.
I think I heard it's their first winning streak since mid-December. So it's good. Now, we're not that deep into January, but they got a winning streak going.
They have an 11-game home point streak, which is good.
Yep.
I know that some of those points are overtime losses. I understand, but they've gotten points in 11 straight at Cap 1.
So we'll be joined by Spencer Carberry coming up at 7 o'clock. You want to get in touch with us throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We're the Junkies. Spencer Carberry, coach of the Washington Capitals, best record in the Eastern Conference, joins us coming up at 7 o'clock. So we'll get into that. Just a quick aside. So I was checking my emails this morning, and literally for the last, I don't know, month, I keep getting these emails about my Apple ID.
Apple.
And my account being suspended and my Apple iCloud.
Apple.
And the first time
emails
I looked at it.
Texts?
Emails.
All right.
The first time I looked at it and I
you always got to look at the return email
scammers.
Address.
Exactly. I looked at it and I was worried. Now, I'll be honest, I think I have an iCloud. I pay for the iCloud. Mm-hmm. I've never moved anything to the cloud, so there might not be anything there unless it's doing it automatically. I don't really mess with it, right?
Cloud's so empty.
And that's a life leak because it's just $2.99 a month.
Oh, yeah.
That Apple's taken from me, right, for my iCloud. But I think ultimately if I've got 15,000 pictures and I change phones.
As an Apple shareholder, please keep paying that $2.99 a month.
Right. Because I'm moving the stock price. But yeah, I can't stop these things. Here's the email from UKSRVC@newhappysmileuk.com.
Wow. I mean, when you see that, that's the dead giveaway.
Right.
I mean, as soon as you see...
But why do I keep getting them?
As soon as you see a skeeby-looking email address, just delete it and never open it. Because once you open it, you have a big old virus taking over your computer.
I can't defeat them. I try and unsubscribe and block and do all that stuff.
There's nothing you can do.
And they keep coming in.
No.
I mean, I swear to God, I think yesterday I got 8 of those
bots.
Apple scam...
They're bots that just keep coming out of nowhere. You can't defeat them. You just have to live.
So do you just raise your hands and give up?
Yeah,
do you delete them? What do you do?
I mean, I delete every once in a while, but like I've thrown in the towel. My email has been overtaken.
Yeah.
Like there's nothing you can do. Email is just a vast wasteland of phishing scams, Viagra offers. I mean, it's just the worst place on the planet.
Do you know how many times I've unsubscribed from some sort of Elon Musk electricity thing? I don't even know what it is. I keep getting it and I unsubscribe and I don't know what they do because then I get the same thing. It's kind of like you with the political stuff. Like, why am I getting these stupid ass emails over and over and over again?
But the political stuff I get are they're just spam texts and I'm paralyzed. I mean, it literally should be criminally prosecuted. I'm being stalked and harassed.
They've tried, right? They've tried with laws to stop this stuff from coming to us.
Here's a perfect example.
Now, email, I would just stop emailing. That's what I do.
This is on my phone from a week ago. Hey, Raymond, my name's Kayla, and I'm in real estate in the Laurel area. I wanted to see if you'd consider an offer for your home.
Right.
That just shows up on my phone.
Yeah.
Then I block it, and then another one will show up a week or two later. The bots are taking over, JP. We're helpless against them. Right. There's nothing
number
we
one,
can do.
I don't have an investment home. Number two, it wouldn't be in Laurel.
And I'm not Raymond.
Yes. And you're not Raymond.
I mean, my name's definitely not Raymond.
I think I'm getting, on average, I would say 15 to 20 text messages a day. 15 a day. And I hit stop.
You should be able to prosecute.
No, this is criminal because they're ruining my phone number.
I get a lot of debt relief scam. I don't know. Sure. It's not even scam, but it's like, and some sort of tax thing. Constantly about like how I can save on taxes.
There's a tax spot on this station that makes me laugh every time I hear it. And I'm not criticizing the whatever company it is. I think it might be Optima Tax Relief.
Mm-hmm. They have a good jingle.
They have a great jingle because I remembered
Optima Tax Relief.
Exactly. It plays in the station all the time. And they've got a testimonial from, I think the guy's name is Louie. Valdez, if you can find this, I'd love for you to play it. Where he's basically saying, he's like, I haven't paid taxes in the last 8 years. And I think to myself, of course they're coming after you. You haven't paid taxes in 8 years.
Some people swear.
What's the company?
Optima Tax Relief.
Some people swear. You know, some real hardcore guys that you're not obligated to pay taxes. Right. Yeah, there is a fringe group.
Sure.
And I always see them and they're like, yeah, I haven't paid taxes in 20 years. Yeah. You know, it's a voluntary. Well,
those guys are also probably living in compounds off grid. They probably have 500 rifles.
I know. It's not just John McAfee.
Waiting for the apocalypse.
There are other guys.
Did it run this morning? Cakes
no,
or
no,
yesterday?
I'm just talking about, I've heard it on the station.
It's probably
over
a very
years.
Common like, spot.
I mean, I got about a billion Optima tax relief.
It's fine. It just makes me laugh that there are people out there, like you said, who just are always, you know, shucking and jiving away from the tax man. It's like, you got to pay your taxes.
What was the guy's name?
I believe it was Louie. If there's an Optima tax relief for Louie spot, I'd love for you to play it.
Well,
I do now pay attention because I think the very first time. Oh, here's Luke.
Wow, they're hammering the number.
There it is. It's in your brain.
Yeah.
Louie, just pay. Just pay your taxes, Louie. Please pay your taxes.
I haven't paid my taxes in 8 years.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe 8 years.
Maybe I'll go until my early to mid 60s and not pay my taxes.
Well, no,
and
I think the move is
Optima Tax Relief.
I think the move is once you get to like 70 and you're on borrowed time, if you're lucky enough,
sure,
you just stop paying your taxes.
Oh, okay.
It'd give them 8 or 9 years to catch up to you. By then, you'd be dead.
Right. You're taking a dirt nap.
Now, I guess
you put that burden on your kids.
Yeah, your kids will suffer.
Yeah.
Believe me, I'm having to deal with, you know, you guys know I've tried to get out of this. I'm the executor of my mother's, you know, whatever estate, you know, whenever she passes, God forbid, and hopefully it's 15 years. But she's in a rehab place right now, and we're trying to get her out of there, but she's not quite ready yet.
Right.
I'm dealing with, I filed an appeal yesterday with Medicare.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They're trying to kick her out on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And she can't even get up on a walker by herself. Like,
right.
She can't do anything by herself.
She needs
and they're
more
trying
time.
To send her home.
Yeah.
I go, what are you guys doing?
Right.
Where she was supposed to be sent home, like, on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're trying to send her home on, like, the 16th. They're just like, somebody explained to me that Medicare just looks at numbers and they look at averages.
Right.
And they're like, yeah, she should probably go home now.
Mm-hmm.
She can't do anything.
Right.
So I actually think I filed a silly appeal. I mean, I was telling all my siblings, I was like, relax, guys, I got this. I filed a silly appeal.
What do you have to like? Do you have to write like an email to them? Or
I called them and they took it verbally.
Ah, okay.
And I mean, I didn't eviscerate them, but I was like, this is ridiculous.
Right.
She can't do anything without help.
Right.
Literally nothing.
Yeah.
I'm not even allowed to walk her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even allowed to, like, they said I have to get training to walk my own mother.
Yeah.
And you want me to go, you want to send her home? She's labeled extreme fall risk.
Right.
She's got a bracelet. You guys want to send her home? She's not ready. Believe me, I want to get her out of this hellhole. But you gotta get her.
She's got to be physically ready.
Right?
Yeah.
She's barely done PT.
Right.
Barely. They're taking snow days, holidays, weekends. Nobody's doing anything.
They're looking forward to MLK Day.
No one's
Monday.
Doing anything.
Yeah, you got to get her out before a long weekend.
Yeah.
I might have screwed her out of the one day because when I showed up on Friday, she was in the middle of PT. And then she stopped PT and we hung out for like an hour. And then she said, can you see if you can get me signed up for later?
Gave her some tulips, which is really nice, but she can't walk.
JP's sabotaging her PT.
I think we went back and talked to one of the ladies and said, could she do it again?
JP would have her doing crunches tomorrow.
I'll tell you right now, I'm violating the policy.
Uh-oh. Trouble.
Because I'm going to just bring a walker in there, my own.
Okay.
I'm closing the door, and we're going to walk around the room together.
Right.
I'm doing my own PT.
Yeah.
I just can't. I got to take things under my own.
Look, they have their policies. They want to cover their ass.
Of course. I understand.
Because they don't want somebody like me showing up, walking your mom, and then she falls, and then they get sued.
I mean, God love her. She's probably listening. Is she getting the days off of you? It's just a big blur being in the same place all the time, right? Yep.
I think she actually asked me the day of the week when I visited.
Because you're just in the dumb. First thing I do when I go there, I get her out of that room. We get in the wheelchair. We get out of the room. Go out in the hallway. Go walk around. Go see people. Go sit by the couches. I got to get out of there. But she's not ready to get out yet. Hey, she never gets PT.
EB, it's close to the Redskins store.
Go get her a Jaden jersey.
I don't want to say.
It's right by FedEx.
I don't want to say. Yeah.
At Northwest Stadium. Got to get the name right.
Right by Northwest Stadium.
The artist formerly known as FedEx.
The one good thing I will say is they're all football fans in there because on Sunday.
They're all Commanders fans.
There was 180 TVs. They were all on football.
It looked like a Buffalo Wild Wings in there.
I mean, you got a B-dub.
They probably PT have one right down the street because they've got a million. They got a million places to eat right around there.
I'm imagining that it's just the staffers, they just want to keep track of the game while they're going. Because half the people are zombies, God bless them.
Yeah.
They don't know what's going on. But they sure had Packers
game
on.
They don't know how silly Jahmyr Gibbs is.
they're not even watching the command. They got all playoff games on?
Yeah, it wasn't a main room.
And the TVs
room.
Are loud,
saying,
believe
every
me.
Residence room, as you would walk by, you could hear they all had games on.
Because everybody's half deaf. It's got to be loud.
Everyone's half passed out.
Speaking of loud, my son wanted to watch the latest Quiet Place movie. I don't know what Quiet Place Day One. Just watch it on Amazon or whatever. We watched it in the basement. The loudest movie I can recall watching outside of a movie theater, maybe ever. And look, if I think it's loud, it's really loud. It was loud.
Only in parts, right? Because a lot of the movie, they're silent.
You're trying to be quiet to stay away from the aliens. But the parts that are loud when the aliens are moving around and crashing into things, like my wife was on the third level of the house. We were in the basement. And she said it felt like a minor earthquake was going on at the house because it was so loud and almost like shaking the walls.
Mm. Yeah.
And I've got a notch in my hearing. My hearing's not 100%. So if I think something is loud,
it's loud. Imagine how loud it is in the theater.
Loud.
I still remember my father passed 18 years ago. I took him to the movies one time at the movie theater, and we saw, I don't know if it was a Vietnam movie. Some reason I believe it was like Owen Wilson. Was he in some sort of movie? Yeah, he was in one country and he had to get to the other country.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I think it's called Behind Enemy Lines.
Yeah. I just remember.
He's like a jet fighter pilot. Yes. He gets stranded behind enemy lines.
Yes, but there's a lot of gunfire in the movie, and I remember being so loud. And my dad fell asleep. I was like, how in the world could he fall asleep with how loud it was?
Yeah.
Dude, I fell asleep. And I'm just, I'm just me. I fell asleep. I think it was one of the Star Wars movies. And I was in the front seat. You could hear all the boom booms and all that stuff.
Right.
But I fell asleep. Tired. I couldn't have been louder. In fact, every time an explosion went off, I kind of woke up for a second.
Right.
And went back to sleep. I can relate.
Yeah, it was definitely Owen Wilson running around in the woods behind enemy lines.
By the way, I heard that there was a minor earthquake like somewhere in Virginia last night, like outside of Richmond.
Must have been my drives like from the sim.
maybe it was the reverberations of your drives, like a 2.9 in the Richter scale. I mean, it's barely going to make a dent or a ripple. Yeah, but I guess there was an earthquake.
Yeah.
Hopefully, check on Richmond John down in Richmond.
Hopefully, he survived.
Richmond listeners, yes. Make sure he's okay.
Yeah. All right, as I mentioned, we got Spencer Carberry, head coach of the Capitals. He'll join us at 7. They get a big 3-0 win. LT Logan Thompson with another shutout.
He's good.
Playing fantastic hockey, so we'll talk to him about that at 7. Also, Sean Syed, NFL analyst for Sumer Sports, as we dive deeper into the Commanders playoff game against the Lions coming up on Saturday night. We're the Junkies. All right, Cakes, how many days until the Commanders playoff game?
Hold on. Today is Wednesday, right? So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 4 days. We got 4 days, right? Isn't that correct?
Mm. I go three. Thursday is one 24-hour cycle.
Yeah.
Friday, then Saturday. I mean, 3 days.
We barely started today. So that
I would kind of include today. I would get Cakes. 4 days away.
Yeah, 4 days away. Wednesday, Thursday,
it's because it's also going to be at Saturday. Night, too.
You're acting like if it were 11:59.
I think we've debated this for years.
Think about it, JP. 4 days is what? It's like 96 hours.
Yeah, but Thursday.
So hold on. It's more than 96
away.
Hours.
Okay, yeah. But wouldn't you say tomorrow is 1 day away?
Tomorrow is.
Yeah, it's 1 day away.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Correct.
That's Thursday.
Yeah.
So then Friday, two. Saturday, three.
Three plus today because you're only 6 hours and 40 minutes into today.
Yeah, into today.
You don't say tomorrow's
yet.
2 days
away. Well, a lot of people are still in bed.
So tomorrow night would be 2 days away?
Basically, yes. I'm never going to move off this position.
I'm kind of with
you. It's a terrible position.
I'm firmly entrenched. I am in my foxhole here.
Cakes. I'm kind of with you.
I mean, you're never going to move me off this spot.
Once again, tomorrow is 1 day away.
1 3/4 of a day away.
It's 1 day away.
I mean, we can ask Coach Carberry. We'll get his input at 7 a.m.
Why are you bringing that up?
Because I'm transitioning into the game.
Why I'm asking.
It's coming up, and obviously Jaden Daniels front and center has carried this team into the playoffs. It's been historic. I guess he's the second guy in the playoffs to ever lead a team at quarterback to have no punts and no turnovers. Dan Campbell chimed in on what he thinks of Jaden Daniels as the head coach of the Detroit Lions.
Just talk about the challenge he presents a quarterback.
He is dangerous. He's dangerous. He poses a major threat. He does not play the position like a rookie quarterback. He's composed. He understands how to progress. He sees the field well. He can buy time with his legs. He's a dangerous runner. He's smart. You can tell he understands how to run that offense, what they're asking him to do. And then he's got weapons. He's got weapons around him. I mean, his receiver's pretty dang good. 17's a hell of a player, you know. He's got a good back. He's got more than one receiver. Ertz a tight end. I mean, they've got weapons. O-line plays hard.
Look at him.
He's a difference maker.
He's got EB's bit. He's doing
Who's
EB's
been saying
mantra.
That for a while. We have weapons.
Love the weapons.
They don't have to be household names, but we have weapons. We have guys that can run around to get open. We got weapons. Can we get better weapons?
I'd say sure. Decent weapons.
Can we get better weapons? Of course. But do we have weapons? Of course we do. We don't just have one target. We got other guys. I think Diami has blossomed.
Diami has shown more than he ever has in his career prior to this.
I agree, just in terms of consistency, but you've seen flashes.
Seen flashes, and he's been utilized more than he has. Like I don't think he's ever gotten opportunities to this level.
Right.
And he's taking advantage of that. So good for him.
I have to say though, he says they've got a good back. I wonder. Is he talking about B-Rob? Because, I mean, I wouldn't have argued that. Nobody would argue that for 8 or 9 weeks.
He's just doing
in.
Coach speak, jocking
everybody.
Well,
maybe he's referring to Eckler. The thing is that everyone was, you know, kind of excited what Brian was doing the first 10 weeks. But, man, the fan base, I don't know that I've seen a fan base turn on a guy. As quickly, like a running back, they turn on quarterbacks. They turn so quickly on him.
My sons were just crushing him during the game. They were like just texting each other back and forth, like B-Rob's doing nothing.
I would say now,
what's going on with B-Rob?
The top two guys that are taking the fans' venom right now, is Lattimore and B-Rob.
Probably
they're the top two guys that fans are most upset with. And then you know maybe St. Juice, but his role's been diminished. But I'm sticking up for B-Rob. He comes on this show all the time.
I don't know about all the time.
Well, you know,
he did
supposed
for
to
a
be
while.
Once a week. I don't know why
ever
he
since,
call yesterday.
Ever since he had fumbleitis, he's been...
tougher to grab.
Yeah, he's been very inconsistent.
Yeah. So is that right? Have we missed him like 2 or 3 times in the last...
Well, the week that he had the 2 fumbles, he didn't call. Then I believe the next week he didn't call. And then we kind of gave up on him, and then out of nowhere he called.
Yeah.
And then this week he didn't call. So I believe, just... I might be wrong, but I believe he's missed three out of the last four.
Yeah, and
wow, I didn't realize. I wasn't here for some of those.
If you put the ball on the ground twice, you can't miss your call in that week. That's just an especially bad look. You got to face the music.
I mean, it sucks,
and I'm sure that
he's frustrated.
I understand, but look, you have a commitment. Like, he filled in for Jonathan Allen, he committed to it. You got to show up even if you don't have a very good game.
But back to what Dan Campbell said. I mean, we all know this about Jaden Daniels. I believe he's led the team in rushing in 4 of the last 5 weeks, if not 5 of the last 6 weeks.
The only week he didn't was when he went out at halftime of the Dallas game.
As JP mentioned, ever since I told the team, and they've listened,
yes,
to just let Jaden cook, stop with all this, worrying about the injury and the ribs and wrapping him during whatever and limiting him. Just let him do his thing. We're undefeated.
Yeah. I've been thinking about that a lot, about your let him cook. I don't want you to think I'm attacking you.
Go ahead.
But I need some clarification on it. Does that mean, like, air it out for deep balls? Does it mean let him run around chicken with his head cut off?
It means everything. Let Jaden cook means let him put the game on his shoulders. It doesn't mean air it out. It means let him take over. So
I
it means
agree.
Running, like, passing, all of it. So put like, the game so in his hands.
So like,
stop babying him, worrying about the injury stuff, but let him do his thing.
Like, if B-Rob's not getting the job done, and Rodriguez isn't, and Eckler's not 100%, and they need 80 to 90 yards on the ground, Jaden's going to be the guy that delivers it.
Are you saying, like, stop, like, putting the ball in the gut of B-Rob or Eckler? Just put the ball in Jaden's hands?
He just needs – we've seen it. When in the crunch moments, you got to let him just do his thing. You got to give him complete freedom. And I think he's had that, but I think they babied him a little bit there when he was injured.
Like, stop, like, what are we saying? Like, stop doing, like, wide receiver screens.
Just let him be, let him do everything.
Also think run more frequently. If you look at
part
it,
of it, his part volume of it is running.
His volume of running.
I was just trying to get clarification. That's all.
Yeah, it's all good.
It's increased. During that losing
let him
streak,
take over. That's
some of that might have been.
Let him be Lamar.
Some of that might have been based on the opponent, but during that losing streak, he didn't have the same amount of carries. And then during this winning streak, he's basically averaging double digit carries. He had 13, not for a huge amount of yards.
Right.
But he gets the big yards, and just that threat, it makes the defense. I mean, we saw it. It opens up his passing game at times. Those linebackers suck up. It makes Bowles have 2 spies on him at one point.
That's why I said, like, I'm not as fixated on the yards as Cakes as I am at this point on just carries, because he'll get the requisite yards, whatever it needs on any particular play, you know? They did a pretty good job against him because he only finished with 37, but he got what he needed, and that's what's important.
Look, when they had that 3-game losing streak, Pittsburgh, Philly, Dallas, he had a total of 17 runs in those 3 games. And then ever since then, 9, 11, 9, 16. All right, only 4 against Dallas, but Mariota finished that game, and they did 13.
Yeah.
So think about that. I mean, really, let's get rid of the Dallas game. These are his last games during the winning streak. 13 runs, 16 runs, 9 runs, 11 runs, 9 runs.
Cliff knows so it's a huge part of the offense.
The volume has increased a runner.
It has. But again, some of it is designed runs. To your guys' credit, you guys love the designed runs. I'm fine. I'm fine. I don't want to major in it. To me, it's just like, dude, if you see that pocket in front of you, break it down, just take off.
I don't care how he does it. I don't care if they're designed. I don't care if they're scrambles. Just keep running.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep running.
Yeah.
It's because it keeps other teams off balance.
Yeah.
That running threat is terrifying to defensive coordinators.
And I know, some people who break down the film said he probably could have run a few more times on the read options.
Mm-hmm.
That
I've always complained about
He gave it to Brian Robinson on one of those goal line situations. I can't remember exactly what down it was. It might have been a first down run. And Robinson got stuffed. And had he pulled it, he could have walked into the end zone.
I remember also, though, another time, though, where he did pull it one time and the linebacker was right there.
Yeah.
So that's why I would love, and it'll never happen, but I would love to sit down with Cliff or someone, go through the film, and I want to hear them evaluate and know, like, what was his decision grade like today? Like, how many correct decisions did he make? What was it? Because I feel like it looks pretty high, but
hasn't he talked about that? That he was mostly. I saw something recently, in you know, like the last 2 weeks, where Cliff alluded to that, and he didn't give him a decision grade, but he basically said he makes pretty good decisions most of the time.
I saw that general. I saw that general comment, but I would love to know, what does that mean? Is he like a 90%? Like, what's his grade? You know, game in and game out on his decision making. Because I feel like it's pretty good. And part of the reason why I'm saying that is just the few turnovers that he has. but he still could be, you know, like, there definitely was that time where Bates was open and he saw him and he didn't throw it right away. And then he looked back to the middle and then he went, by the time he did throw it, it was too late. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely some decisions he's not making, correct? He's not perfect.
Nobody's perfect.
I would argue the decision to not throw to Bates is always the correct decision.
No, but Bates was open.
That would have been a touchdown.
Yeah, Bates was open.
He just waited a little too long.
Doesn't have, like, butterfingers.
I just have an anti-Bates.
I know, it's like crazy to
like
me.
Like, bias.
Bates is fine. He'd catch one or two balls, but, you know, he catches it.
So yesterday we played that audio of the radio host or podcaster who was ripping into the Redskins and the Commanders and saying Detroit's going to stomp all
right.
over
it's
them.
Like, you don't want the smoke
Campbell's
coming
doing the opposite. Right. So you can't say that they're sleeping on the Commanders. He's not sleeping on the Commanders' offense. That's
I don't know how anybody could. And by the same token, I don't know how we could sleep on theirs, you know? They've got so much talent.
It's not like Joe Witt Jr. is just, you know, discounting what the Lions are capable of on offense.
Some people were sending via Instagram and Twitter video of Amon-Ra St. Brown kind of taking a dig at Diami Brown.
How?
And I don't think it's that big of a deal. I think Amon-Ra is one of those guys that has memorized everybody who's been drafted before him.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I think it's like 13 wideouts.
Yeah, so he carries...
He knows everyone.
He carries kind of a chip on his shoulder. Yeah. It's not necessarily a grudge personally at Diami Brown, but he feels like he was disrespected
in
the draft.
Well, he's better than Diami.
Yeah, and then he just looks at the numbers, and he's like, oh.
Another black mark on the Ron Rivera era, taking Diami Brown over Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah.
But a lot of teams passed on Amon-Ra, to be fair. Be fair to Ron.
Amon-Ra, he doesn't necessarily have the size that Diami does, right?
They're similar. I think Amon-Ra's like listed at 5'10". Diami's like 6 foot tall. Like, they're close.
Mm,
okay. I think their body types are similar.
You think they are? Oh, okay. I thought
Diami
looks a little bigger to me than...
He might be listed at 6'1", but I don't think he's that much bigger than Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Okay.
I think they're pretty... Similar body types.
My just throw out there thing would just be that maybe just Diami had better measurables, not speed per se.
They're both listed at 6 foot.
Wow. Okay. Amon-Ra, just because the way he's so shifty, mm-hmm. I feel like he must be smaller. But I guess I'm just wrong. How tall is Tyreek?
Tyreek Hill's like 5'9 or 5'10.
By the way, did that all die down? Did McDaniel
Seems
meet
like
with
that's
him?
Kind of
and
yeah,
he
simmered
squashed
down.
It, and now Tyreek's going to zip it. And we're not going to be in the sweepstakes for Tyreek in the offseason, potentially. I don't know that we ever were, but I know fans were excited about it. Although, actually, fans weren't. When you did the poll,
People didn't want to mess with
Tyreek Hill. Huh? Like, I mean, are you going to pay a 30-year-old wideout like $40 million a season?
I mean, nobody wants to on paper, but when he's Tyreek Hill.
Of course.
Nobody wants to, Cakes.
Everybody believes T. Higgins should be the guy. Like, if we put that same poll for T. Higgins, it'd probably be 80%. Yes, T. Higgins.
Yeah, I don't know why.
For
they're
some reason,
similar,
everybody loves
very
T. Higgins.
Age, right? T. Higgins is maybe 1 or 2 years younger?
T. Higgins is like 26, I think.
Oh, okay. So he's
Tyreek's like 30.
All right, so he's 4 years younger. That's significant. I'll buy that.
Now, that's a guy who has game-breaking type of size, because T. Higgins is like 6'4",
right.
215.
Look,
he's a big target.
Big reason why people don't want to deal with Tyreek is just because he's a mercurial, you know, he's a complicated guy.
Yeah.
He's got a lot going on.
Yeah.
Got a lot of mouths to feed, Case.
He certainly does.
Caps won 3-0 to last night. They have the best record
in
the Eastern Conference.
Big fan of that.
We'll talk to their head coach, Spencer Carberry, next here on The Junkies.